Abe, how you been, sir?
I'm good, Bill King. The news is a little bit slow. Kind of catch your breath a little bit now after signing day for a couple weeks after that.
If Florida football was a 10, okay, 1 to 10, interest in Florida football would be a 10. Where would basketball be?
Probably about a 5, Bill, right now. when they're winning, I've heard you say before, when they're winning, it does get ramped up. They still talk about it, but it still doesn't come anywhere near football. If they're winning titles, if they're winning SEC, I'd probably put it like a 7, 8 maybe tops. But right now with the struggles, but hey, I mean, they're coming off 2 wins right now, so they're firmly on that NCAA bubble. Right now, they have another game against Kentucky coming up. LSU's Wednesday, I believe. So that they have 2 more against LSU and 1 more against Kentucky to kind of build the resume up and maybe sneak in the tournament. But coming off 2 wins, one at Alabama, probably one of their best games of the season, honestly. This past weekend at Alabama, played really well there. It's looking better right now, but I still think right there on the bubble, they still need to get, they need to beat LSU one of these 2 games they have coming up with them or find a way to beat Kentucky.
Let's revisit something. Taking a look at Florida's football roster heading into the next year, where would it compare to Urban Meyer when he had things rolling or Spurrier mid-90s?
I still think you have to start at quarterback there, Bill. And as good as Felipe Franks ended last season, it's not what we saw under Tebow with Mullen and Meyer beforehand, and definitely not what we saw with all the way from Matthews to Grossman with Werfel there in between, and Doug Johnson, Terry Dean, Jesse Palmer, all those guys. If you start at quarterback, and it's still not at the level of what I just said there, but getting better, the depth's getting better at the quarterback position. Mullen's bringing in quarterbacks every year there, but I think if you start right there, that's probably where it will get held back as for wide receivers. Led by Van Jefferson and Trevon Grimes, a lot of numbers there. Didn't lose any from last year, so they'll be returning all that production from the wide receiver position. LaMichael Perine, really still the only proven running back that you have right now. But I would say with the running backs that they have brought in, starting with LaMichael Perine, and then you have Damian Pierce, and obviously Kmet will be asked to do more next year as well. That was the one knock on Urban Meyer's team. Even though as good as those offenses were and as much as they relied on Tebow in the run game, you didn't have that big standout running back that I thought you saw with Jordan Scarlett last year and LaMichael Perine last year. It's going to be led by LaMichael Perine this year, throwing Naquan Wright as a freshman, and maybe Malik Davis comes back from his injury as well. So I think they have the top-end running back talent is better than it was under Urban Meyer. I don't think you could put anything near what Fred Taylor was under Spurrier. But I think if you look at the offense and the running game, the running back position I think is better than what Urban Meyer was working with in his time. He had Deshaun Wynn, Keston Moore there. But you still didn't have the depth that they have right now or the one standout I think they have in LaMichael Perine. And as far as defense goes, Bill, I mean, the quarterback position is really deep there at Florida, led by Marco Wilson, Christopher Henderson. You'll be hard-pressed to find better corners than that. You could go back to Joe Hayden and Janoris Jenkins under Urban Meyer and going back to the Spurrier day. Lito Shepard led the way there. Probably one of the best overall cornerbacks Florida's ever going to have. But as far as defense goes, I'd probably give the nod to those Urban Meyer. The roster's still not quite there yet. It's still recovering from what Jim McElwain recruited. Dan Mullen is improving the talent pool. We've seen that in the last 2 recruiting classes. We see it on the way to the 2020 class as well, where I think 3 of the top players are top 100 players, all from the state of Florida, so that's turning around as well. So while the roster's not as good as what we saw under Urban Meyer and Steve Spurrier, I do think it's on its way of getting there.
Yeah, it looks like it's trending. It really does. We'll get a year 2 sampling to see how it looks, but they're on stable footing. And I'll tell you another thing, Dave. it appears to be a program that's got confidence, and it hasn't felt like that in a while either.
Yeah, Bill. I mean, and that is true. And, you know, I thought when Georgia made their year one to year two improvement under Kirby Smart, a lot of the, you know, strength and conditioning kind of takes place in that year two. You don't see a lot of return in year one. Well, I think Florida saw a lot of return in the strength and conditioning in year one just because it was so bad under Jim McElwain. And I do expect another jump in what we've seen. And Florida's been releasing all these workout videos the last couple of days too, getting fans excited for what's, you know, leading up to spring practice. But there is a lot of confidence in kind of everything that is going on around the program now. But with the way they finish at early signing day and National signing day, and a top 10 finish, all these preseason polls coming out already, they're way too early, and Florida firmly in the top 10. And what Mullen was able to do with Felipe Franks in year one, because that means when you go with Bill, when he's recruiting now and he's recruiting quarterbacks, you go into any living room and just turn on the tape from Felipe Franks to 2017 and then throw on the tape to Felipe Franks from 2018. That's probably all Dan Mullen needs right there to sell a quarterback and say, hey, look, the previous staff couldn't get it done. Year one, I can show you the improvement, and hopefully in 2019 there's another step of improvement as well. But just the improvement overall across the board, I think that's where the confidence is. You know, as I said, go back to recruiting. The talent level's coming up. You have year one results to point to where you were able to improve the overall team and the overall outlook, and I think that's why there's so much confidence in what's going on, you know, from Gainesville, from the people in Gainesville, the coaching staff in Gainesville, and the fans around Gator Nation.
Gator Dave is with us. We will let you know how you can get his podcast and everything that he supplies. Very popular podcast here in just a moment. Well, yeah, big picture of football is trending well. Basketball struggling this year. Now, good friend Perry Mason down there in Lake Placid, Florida. And if you eat an orange, Dave, it might be from his grove. It might well be. He's that kind of guy, I'm telling you. Guy I've known for many years. He says basketball's got a heck of a recruiting class coming in, though, for next year.
Yeah, they do. And I mean, I think, believe, two are McDonald's All-Americans. And so you'll see that's where a lot of the talk. There is a lot of Mike White bashing been going on from the fan base, and you know you do a lot of the pointing is going to. But you look where he is bringing in the talent that he's going to be bringing in: Scotty Lewis, Trey Mann, you know, forward, point guard Omar Payne, a center. Florida's been missing the big guy for a myriad of reasons. It's been health; they can't stay healthy. Just had some bad luck there with some of the big guys, you know, Gorak Gak, who's been just kind of missing from Florida the last couple of years because of injury. Stokes this year, as the season goes on, been getting more playing time there, but not necessarily you know, someone they can necessarily count on all the time. But it is Scotty Lewis, Trey Mann lead the way. 2 5 stars, 2 McDonald's All Americans that Mike White's bringing in. So when you look at football recruiting and basketball recruiting, two different worlds, you know, a lot of people say you don't keep a coach for recruiting in the world of football. I don't think you do that for basketball either, but it is a lot different. And I heard you speaking earlier that it can change on a dime with when you bring in 2 high-profile guys that Florida's be going to bring in next year. It can change. So, you know, Scotty Lewis, the 12th-ranked player in the country, Trey Mann, the 26th-ranked player in the country, and Payne is the 43rd-ranked player in the country. And that was the SEC's top class for the 2019 class in basketball. So that says a lot for Mike White to be able to while the struggles, while it's not what we saw in the Billy Donovan, to be able to bring that influx of talent in for basketball. And it may end up being a job saver. I think his job is safe no matter what happens this year. But going into next year, a lot of people are going to expect that big turnaround, especially because of the talent that you're bringing in. You see freshmen all over the country at different schools being able to help lead their team to the NCAA tournament. And I really think that's going to be Mike White's tenure will probably be defined by what happens next year.
Tell everybody how they can get the podcast.
could get Gators Breakdown on newsforjacks.com/GatorsBreakdown. I had a really good episode with Will Salmon from The Athletic last night. Posted yesterday. Bill, he's followed, not really followed, it just kind of happened by circumstance. He worked for the Clarion Ledger in Mississippi, covering Dan Mullen in Mississippi State, and I got a chance to work for The Athletic while Dan Mullen and his staff was transitioning to Florida, and they put him on that beat. And so, yeah, they had a lot of insight on what Dan Mullen did at Mississippi State, what he's doing now at Florida, and just the transition time and all the success that Dan Mullen had in year one. So a pretty good episode of insight into the Florida program from Will.
Way to go, sir. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Bill.